People ask me all the time, why do Jews have so much power? It's because the monopoly power to coin money was given to Jewish bankers by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Since then, Jewry has the bucks to buy the courts, the legislature, and all presidential nominees. No one can overrule their actions. Greenspan said it himself.
The Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That's right. The Fed is a government-controlling Jewish bank whose main shareholders are the Rothschilds and Goldman Sachs. To put an end to Jewish power, the issuance of money must be taken out of their hands. There's a debate going on right now about replacing the Fed and bank-created money. But what's the right kind of money that won't make us poor and Jewish bankers rich? Become a constitutional expert on money and you can contribute to the right side of the debate. Quote, Congress shall have the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof, says the Constitution. Memorize this one little sentence, and you'll be the expert. Don't be tricked by those self-appointed experts who shout that worthless paper money is unconstitutional. They use the Constitution's phrase, power to coin money, to fool you into believing that only metal is valid government money. But understanding what words meant when the Constitution was written proves them wrong. Thomas Paine said he was against coining paper money. Coining to Paine meant issuing. Ben Franklin said he wanted Pennsylvania to coin money in land. Here again, to coin and to issue meant the same. How about coining a phrase? Is a phrase made out of metal? Shaped like a coin? The Constitution only prohibits the issuing of paper money for the states, not the nation. Real constitutionalists want to restore the sovereign power of the national government to issue its own money. They don't need to borrow it from anyone, especially usury-loving Jews. You see, the Jews really like the Fed system where they make up digital money on a computer and charge us for it. But they don't need that system. There are lots of other ways they can enslave us with debt. One of the ways is to require that national money be backed by commodities. But America is the brokest organization on earth, $16 trillion in debt. How in the world can a net debtor acquire trillions in commodities to back a currency? The real goal of the Jews with their more constitutional than thou arguments is to destroy support for our constitutional government and keep us as debt slaves forever. We can break their shackles with the real Constitution.